If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 18th day of April, 2011. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr., a Democrat from Illinois, was blasting Apple and Steve Jobs this past weekend, yesterday as a matter of fact, for killing American jobs with the iPad. Give you sort of an idea of what he was saying was that the problem was you can download books, newspapers, everybody that works at bookstores, and he particularly noticed Borders, or the publishing industry, or textbooks, will lose their jobs to people making the iPads in China. Now, that's kind of like saying, you know, we need more horses and buggies because the automobiles are putting the people that drive horses and buggies and those poor horses out of work. Technology changes. Times change. Not to mention the numbers of jobs that technology has given people in the United States. I like the Twit Network. Leo Laporte, This Week in Tech, they were recording the sixth anniversary show last night. Kevin Rose was there, a bunch of other people from the old Tech Talk days, from Tech TV, of which I have a Tech TV shirt that I won. Thank you very much. Anyway, so I was enjoying it, and they were adamant about, yes, if the iPad were made in America, would you pay more for it? And the consensus, at least what they found on the internet, was that it cost about it would save Apple about 20% in cost to have it produced in China. And the question was raised, do we really have the plants or the workmanship, the horsepower to make it in America at the speed of the Chinese? Don't know about that, but would you be willing to pay 20% more for an Apple product in America if it was produced here? And my answer is yes. Yeah, I would do that. But the statement about the textbooks and the trees and the bookstores, you know, here's part of the deal. They have colleges now, and he mentioned this, colleges and universities that are starting to give their students iPads, and they download their textbooks on these at tremendous savings, I might add. Those of you that have ever been to college or in university now know how expensive and what an enormously unfair markup there are in textbooks. If this saves money in textbooks, can you imagine? So in my humble opinion, I just think you can't put the horse back in the barn. And that's the way free market economies work. And we have one of those in this country. If you produce something, if you provide a service for someone that people want, then you'll make money. If you don't, if you're outdated, then you don't. Look at what the music industry has done. You know, they're scared to death because the dynamics of music and people being able to get music has completely changed from, say, when I got into radio in 1970. The record companies held all the cards back then, and they were the kings of the music industry. What they said goes. But now you have online services, you have independent producers, you have groups that no longer sign with record companies but can go to a music shop like CD Baby and or even download, get money through PayPal or any other service, and can, if you look at the how much money percentage-wise that an independent artist makes over someone that signed with a record label is unbelievably high. In other words, the independent guy can make so much more money on a track of music than anybody working for the record company. You'd have to sell millions and millions of records with the record company in order to get the same thing that a guy making CDs that sells several thousand or tens of thousands of units to make the same thing. Entertainers and artists are figuring this out. And so this old school music, you got to have your song played on the radio and you've got to sign with a great record company. It is true. You do have to do concerts to make money still. But the whole thing is shifting. Everything's shifting. Even automobiles. They were talking about this last night. Do you know that they're predicting, and then I'll end with this because I'm running out of time. They're predicting there will be a time when we'll no longer drive cars, but cars will drive themselves. And you won't own cars, but a car, when you want a car, you'll, you know, punch it in your iPhone, iPad, whatever, and a car will come immediately, pick you up, and take you where you're supposed to go. Without you driving, without you touching anything, you get in the car and it drives, because the car can drive faster on its own with its own computer senses than we could ever drive. And may I say this? Please forgive my language. This scares the hell out of me. And we'll see you soon.